This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Joe Miller, Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in the state of Alaska this year. It's still the only undecided seat officially, although the current tally has incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski ahead. But the issue of what constitutes an actual vote in this Senate race, given that Murkowski lost the primary and was a write-in candidate, is critical in determining who will eventually be senator from that state for the next 6 years. And Joe, thank you very much for being with us today.
Happy to be with you.
Right now, the issue has been taken into court. A federal judge thought that your complaint about the standard of an official vote was valid. Where does it stand right now, and when will the plot move along?
Well, the federal judge sent one of the questions back to the state court. There are a number of issues that have been raised. The question before the state court is whether or not the statute that provides for a write-in candidate should be followed as it's written, or whether some other type of standard should be applied. And tomorrow we actually have oral arguments before the Juneau Superior Court on this very matter. And we should at least know something from the trial court level tomorrow. No matter the decision that issues from that court tomorrow, there's no question that one or the other side is going to take it up on appeal then to the Alaska Supreme Court.
What has been the argument from the other side? I remember from the last time you were with us, your case is pretty simple. The state statute is very specific that a write-in name has to be spelled exactly correctly as it appears on the eligibility form to be a write-in candidate. What has the Murkowski campaign tried to claim?
Well, the disingenuous approach they use, and the reason why I call it that, is that it completely differs with what they maintained during the campaign. Murkowski ran a very, lots of money went into it. Well over $100,000 went directly into ads designed to educate voters on how to spell her name. And one of her most popular was a spelling bee ad that she had. Also, she made a number of public statements indicating that she knew that Alaskans had to spell her name correctly in order for her vote to count. And, of course, that was the standard that has been applied to other write-in candidates throughout the history of the state of Alaska. Even the lieutenant governor, who is in charge of the Division of Elections in Alaska, argued earlier this year, earlier in the general election, before the courts in Alaska, that in order to have a vote counted, a name must be spelt correctly. That was a case that was actually filed to try to provide a write-in list of candidates at each of the precinct levels, something that had never been done before, but that the state decided to do, I believe, to benefit Murkowski. Her argument now is that, in fact, voter intent should apply. Very ridiculous spellings, along with visual indicators like a sad face, have been counted. When you say that some form of voter intent that's to be divined or decided by the bureaucrat at the Division of Elections is the standard, there's no standard at all. And more objectionable is the fact that it completely violates the law, that we now have a new standard based upon this particular write-in candidate, Murkowski. We've kind of called this the Murkowski standard that's been applied this election season. But we're hoping that the courts will uphold the law as it's written, as it's been used in the past. And if so, then we'll find out what the difference really is between Murkowski and I.
What's been the reaction from the people of Alaska to this? Obviously, we're a little over a month now since Election Day. Murkowski supporters obviously want you to concede, and so the process can move along. You obviously have a valid legal case here. So what are you hearing from the rank-and-file Alaskan voters?
Our supporters are solid behind us. I mean, we've got over 90,000 votes, and those people are still behind us. I have yet to get an email from any supporter saying, "Hey, Joe, back down. We think it's time for you to concede." I mean, everybody recognizes clearly. I shouldn't say everybody, but most of our supporters and many people in Alaska recognize that this is an important issue, that we need to get this resolved, not just for this election, but for future elections. And I might also add that one of the other claims that we've made, and there are several different ones, that it involves the way that the ballots were counted. For Murkowski, there was a hand count, which allowed ballots to be counted that were not counted by the automated tally machine. Our votes were counted by the automated tally machine. And if an oval is not completely filled in, if there's a stray mark on the ballot, if there are other deficiencies, the ballot doesn't get counted. And that's the way things have been done in the past. Automated machines have been used. But in her case, we know that several hundreds of ballots, and maybe even well over 1,000 ballots, were counted in addition to those that the automated tally machine created. And we can prove that by the printouts that the Division of Elections have given. And so we maintain to the federal court and to the state court that, look, in order to have fairness here, they've got to be counted the same way. So let's have the hand count for Joe as well, and that could close the gap even all the more. So, the uncontested vote count, even though, it's approximately 2,000 by the official count that has not been certified incidentally, it may actually be nothing at all, or in fact, we may be ahead after the count is done correctly. And there are a number of other issues that are out there, too, that I'd be happy to talk with you about that may also ultimately impact the count.
Real quickly, go ahead and address those, but my follow-up question is your request for a hand recount part of the same suit that's currently pending in court over the what qualifies as a legitimate write-in vote?
Yeah, it's actually an equal protection argument that they have used a more lenient standard for counting the Murkowski ballots that resulted in a higher value per ballot for Murkowski than ours, and that in order to rectify that, you got to have a hand count for both, and I think we'll win on that. But there are also issues with we have thousands of voters that for some mysterious reason this election cycle went to the polls and didn't show ID and yet were permitted to vote. Our state statute says that you show up without an ID, you got to vote what's called a question ballot, and yet we have thousands who did not. And we've gotten that information has come to us by way of review of the precinct registers. We spent about a week in Juneau last week reviewing those, and that's pretty startling, not to mention the fact that we also have now proven a number of felons that voted, particularly out of these districts or precincts that were heavily leaning toward Murkowski, namely these rural districts that were influenced heavily by the native group Alaskan Standing Together that was involved in this race. So a lot of hanky-panky going on there, but just these two big issues, voter intent and the question of how the ballots are counted, we think are going to turn things in our favor. But we're also uncovering a number of other irregularities, which I believe are going to help clean up the system here in Alaska, not just in this election, but in future elections.
Let me get your thoughts real quickly, Joe, on an issue that's obviously making huge headlines here in Washington. If you were to be elected to the Senate and you saw a compromise hammered out like the one on tax cuts and the extension of unemployment benefits that was unveiled on Monday night and is now being disseminated and discussed today, is this a plan and a bipartisan compromise you could get behind?
I thought a little bit about that. I am so opposed to creating yet another entitlement program. And that seems to be what we're doing with unemployment compensation. It was designed to be an insurance program. You paid into it, and in times of temporary unemployment, you received benefit from it. And I have some question as to whether or not that really ought to be the federal government's role anyway. I said during the campaign, and I stand behind it, that I think that ought to be a state issue. The states ought to basically apply such a program if they design it in a way that benefits its people. But from my perspective, creating yet another entitlement in this era of economic calamity is just absolutely irresponsible. We're faced with a deficit load that is going to come home to roost. We're going to have the same problems that Europe is facing now, and it's going to be much worse because we have no one big enough to bail us out. And I think we've got to start being responsible. It's going to really require, I think, hard decisions. I absolutely agree. We've got to cut taxes. We've got to make sure that the economy is invigorated. But that deficit and the spending problem has got to be brought under control pronto. And if that means we got to shut down the government to do it, I absolutely stand behind that. But it's going to require backbone. And if you got the people in Congress to really put pressure and leverage on the administration, I think that we ought to put that pressure to bear. And maybe, come the first of the year, we're going to have those numbers. But it's going to require people of principle and people that really do see the precipice at which the nation stands now to make those tough decisions. And it is going to create some pain, no doubt about it. People need to understand that this country, to get back on track, is going to require sacrifice. And until people understand that, until we have people of principle in the Congress that are willing to take that stand, we're going to continue to careen toward disaster.
Well, Joe, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you for giving us the update on your race and your insight on the big political headline of the day here in Washington. We appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Republican U.S. Senate nominee Joe Miller joining us from Alaska. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.